I got a text this morning at just before 7 o'clock. As I was in the shower listening to my Bluetooth speaker, which is on the counter. So I'm getting all sudsy, and my phone alerts me twice that someone has texted me. I'm thinking, who can that be at this hour? I thought it was my friend Dean. He would randomly say, good morning, meet for coffee or grab a coffee on the way to work. So I get out, dripping, and I look over and it's my neighbor Sal. Two messages are in the queue. He says, it's raining pretty hard out there. You left your window, your passenger window open. And oh no, because I remember a half hour earlier, I'd awakened to look out the window to see that it was pretty wet and I could hear the rain on the house. You know, you just know the sounds of your house, right? Sure enough, my passenger window was about 3/4 of the way open. I had to finish shaving because I wasn't going to go out unshaven. I go out, I throw a sweater on, sport top, zip up sweater, and I brought a towel with me, and yeah, it wasn't that bad. I got leather seats, so I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. We'll find out if they stain. I don't think, it wasn't any pools of water or anything like that. So I still got the towel on the ground soaking it up. Really boring stuff here. I want to go over my workflow these days as I've been podcasting. I haven't fully had time to sit down in the studio to do a full production with the Heil PR40 into Adobe Audition just because of the new work schedule. The last 3 months I've been working straight days for the most part, and five years before that I'd been working shift work, which gave me more time. I did have more time at home when I worked shift work because I spent more time at work, although it was after the midnight hour. So I was able to grab some Z's every now and then when it was really quiet. Maybe put your head down for 10 minutes. Well, that's the official word anyway. So I haven't had the time to do full productions. Now, it seems that the only solitary time I have, and I'm not too far from the truth here, is in the car when I'm driving. And I like to talk while I'm in the car. I feel free. I feel I could be open. So what I do is I turn on the voice recorder app on the iPhone and I talk away. And what I do is, it's really interesting because it's not a simple linear path, or it's not a super simple path, but it is, I guess, once you get used to it. You got to take that audio recording, which is in some weird Apple format, I think M4A, and you have to get that into GarageBand, but there isn't a direct path to do that. You have to open that file from voice recorder into Boss Jock Studio. Once it's open, no, I'm sorry, I take that back. You have to upload that file to Dropbox. So from voice recorder into Dropbox, and then from Dropbox, you have to open it in Boss Jock Studio. Then when you're in Boss Jock Studio, you have to go to recordings, click on the file, export that into the format that says, I think it's called audio copy. Yeah, make an audio copy. So basically it's taking the audio, putting it into your clipboard, and then you go into GarageBand, open up GarageBand, same thing. Make sure the first thing you do when you go into GarageBand is scroll to the right and hit the plus. The first thing you do is select audio recording as your new track. So you got open a new project, select audio recording as a new track. Once you get to the track view, not the microphone view where it's recording your voice, you got to hit the track view. You scroll over to the right, you got to hit the plus sign on the track. Then you have to select automatic, because GarageBand by default will only open with 8 bars, which is very short. Once that's done, you double tap the track and then you paste. Then you're ready to start editing if you need to. And I really don't want to edit too much on my iOS device. Once I think that I'm okay, I start adding little sound clips from GarageBand, which is really cool. Most of the loops that you're hearing, or the sounds that you're hearing, are little loops I'm just throwing in there from GarageBand. You could actually make a song. But again, it's not very fun editing on your iPhone. I could edit on my GarageBand on my iPad, but most of the time I don't, because I don't have mail set up on my iPad. I just didn't want to have my email everywhere. So, I'm not done yet. How do I get that file? Once I've finished editing, how do I get that file to my podcast feed? Good question. Once you finish editing, you select the track and select the song in GarageBand. So you gotta have to back out to the section that says My Songs. You gotta select it. Then you have to export it to the Mail app. And in my Mail app, I have my Audio Boom account set up so I could upload tracks, and then it just publishes it. So I select Audio Boom from my address book. I delete all the text that GarageBand puts in the email. It'll be like, hey, check out my new song in GarageBand. I made it on GarageBand. You should try GarageBand. To delete all that. Oh. And then you throw your artwork in there, which I have saved in my favorites folder of my photos. And then I upload it. And a few minutes later, almost instantly, I get an email saying, thanks for your Audio Boom submission. And then I have a feed burner set up. So it's watching the RSS feed of my Audio Boom account. And once it sees that something's new is published there, it updates the iTunes podcast directory. And then I get notification from the app that I use, which is Pocket Cast, that I have a new podcast. And I go, oh, what a surprise. I got a brand new podcast. I didn't know that. Of course I knew that. I'm just fooling with you. And that's my workflow. I hope that makes sense. I really just told you this off the cuff. It's nothing prepared, so I'm a little bit jumpy. If you get a chance, if you're interested, listen to this episode again, and you'll get it. If you are interested or have any more questions, why don't you tweet me? Tweet me. My Twitter address is at Albert, HATHAZI. And I am a very responsive tweet person. I will tweet back at you. I will message you. I will respond to you. I promise you that. I don't think anybody could say that I never did that. Okay, I do that. Unless you're a spammer. Don't spam me, because I will not follow you. And let me just see how much time I have here. I'm over. Bye. Thanks for listening to the podcast, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Audio Mo. Bye.